Good morning, everyone. At 30 minutes after the hour, Matt Taibbi joins us, contributing editor at Rolling Stone magazine, to talk about the other big headline this morning, Miles, the settlement in the Goldman Sachs case, $550 million.
Can you call that chump change if you're Goldman Sachs?
I don't know. Matt Taibbi, what do you think? Is $550 million a record settlement to the SEC for allegations of fraud that it did not admit, by the way? Is $550 million chump change for Goldman Sachs?
Yeah, I mean, it's not chump change. It's, I think, if I'm not mistaken, the largest settlement in the SEC's history. But, you know, the market reacted favorably to that settlement yesterday. It was up 4%, which kind of suggests that there was some sentiment out there that it might be worse. And, you know, again, as is often the case, you know, the Goldman didn't have to admit to any criminal wrongdoing. And so, you know, it's on the one hand, it's a very big settlement. It's a record-setting settlement. On the other hand, I think there's some belief out there in Wall Street that maybe this is it in terms of prosecuting abuses of the financial crisis era.
Well, let's dig into that a little bit. I mean, in your coverage and the number of pieces that you've written about Goldman Sachs, the theme seems to be, and you know, correct me if I'm wrong, Matt, that in some sense, Goldman Sachs is very, very good at either gaming the system or being out ahead of other investors in coming up with innovative kinds of risk vehicles that, you know, ultimately steered the entire market into a very scary place during the financial meltdown. In this settlement, do you think Goldman has gamed the feds here, or are they really getting punished?
No, this is a real punishment. I think when the suit was filed, I think it took Goldman a little bit by surprise. I mean, this is the kind of thing that really wouldn't have happened in, you know, before the crisis. After the stock bubble, they had that so-called global settlement where I guess Citigroup had to pay $400 million. But really, for the most part, banks haven't been singled out for this kind of treatment, in the last couple of decades. So this is a new thing for them. I mean, I think it was a real blow to the bank, and it's cost them almost $25 billion in stock value since it happened. But on the other hand, you know, again, it's part of an ongoing theme where, you know, when these things happen, you know, the leadership isn't prosecuted, nobody goes to jail, and there's no admission of criminal wrongdoing. And that tends to be the case over and over again.
Although in this particular case, the SEC says that Goldman is being compelled to look at every aspect of its business and change it to meet some sort of criteria that wasn't clear to me in the SEC news conference yesterday. What's your understanding of how much Goldman is being compelled to do something, or is it a matter of a lot of employees sitting around and hugging and watching some videos, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, I have no idea what the specifics of that are, but you know, again, a lot of this, of course, is related to what's going on with the financial reform bill that's working its way through Congress right now. You know, there are going to be new laws that govern all of this activity, you know, with derivatives and CDOs and that sort of thing. So there's going to have to be a sort of industry-wide reevaluation of how this kind of stuff works. But you know, the key thing to notice here is that nobody's being dragged off in manacles at the end of the story, and that's really there just hasn't been that kind of disincentive to engage in this kind of activity because nobody personally ends up paying for it.
Well, the investment banker Fabrice, who was named in the original complaint or the original investigation, reports this morning are that he's still in some trouble. That the investigation continues with him. What's the status of that, as far as you can tell?
Well, he wasn't part of the settlement, so you know the only thing that's new here is that you know there wasn't any resolution to his situation. I guess he theoretically could still be, you know, could still end up in some trouble and possibly even some criminal trouble. But he's first of all not a very high-ranking guy, and nobody else besides him was called into this mess. And I would be extremely surprised if he ever, for instance, did a day in jail. I just don't think that's going to happen. He may end up personally in some civil trouble, but I just don't see him going to jail.
A judge still has to approve this settlement, and a judge was not thrilled with the Bank of America settlement regarding the Merrill Lynch takeover. Is there any chance that the judiciary would look at this and say, hey, forget it?
I don't think so. I think this is such a politically sensitive thing. I actually asked that question of one of my sources last night, and the consensus seems to be that this is going to go through the way it is.
So, you know, we've got kind of a theme this morning in the show. You know, BP caps the oil. I mean, it's
right.
It's kind of the end of BP's original headache, but, of course, the beginning of a larger headache for people in the Gulf. Is this the end of the line for Goldman Sachs on these allegations of questionable business practices, or are they going to be revisiting this?
Well, that's what the market was reacting to yesterday, was that, you know, that whole question of, is this it? Is this the last of the investigations? Are there going to be more prosecutions? And it's obvious to everybody on Wall Street that there's more to look at if the government wants to. You know, especially that whole period around the AIG bailout, when you have, you know, the CEO of Goldman Sachs talking on the phone to, you know, the Treasury Secretary throughout the entire time a bailout is being negotiated. There's all kinds of stuff that was going on that I think people are nervous about. You know, if the government looks at, there are plenty more prosecutions that might, you know, be in the pipeline. But I think the belief now is that this is probably it. I mean, when I was in Washington a couple of weeks ago covering this financial regulatory reform bill, if you just heard the politicians talking, it seems like everybody is so anxious to put the whole crisis era behind them and kind of put a bow on the whole era. I just don't see more of this happening. I think this is sort of the government's way of saying, you know, we've put our stamp on this era, we've prosecuted it, and now let's move on to a new era.
They want to move on. Goldman Sachs certainly has the cash to move on. Matt Taibbi, contributing editor at Rolling Stone magazine, has covered Goldman Sachs reacting to the record settlement, $550 million paid to the SEC in the settlement, still needs to be approved by a judge by Goldman Sachs. Matt, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me on.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.